Blog Talk Radio.
I can hear you, Coach Elbert. I can hear you on my front of my phone. Coach, how you doing? Do I still have you, Coach? I can see you up and running.
Dr. Smith, I'm here. I'm here, Dr. Smith. Hey, I'm here, baby.
How you doing? It's a lot going on tonight, brother, but we're going to have an awesome show. I have people on the line, and we want to make sure we give them an awesome show. Just say a few words, because I got you tuned in on my box and want to make sure I can hear you very well. Coach, let me hear you. Let me hear what you got to say, Coach.
Can you hear me, Dr. Smith? Can you hear me? Loud and clear. Check one,
okay.
Two, three, four.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. Look like. All right. Let me give you have you say something right now, Coach.
I'm here. Check one, two, three, four. Check one, two, three, four.
There you go. Hey, man, you all, we ready now. We can make this thing do what it do. For some reason, you know, when sometimes there are some forces working outside of our head, but, you know, we don't give up. Now, our title for the show tonight is Championship Play, Make Me Bring My A-Game. And on this past weekend, LeBron brought his A-Game. But we're not going to move forward toward that. We want to make sure we talk about some SWAC, some MEAC, some SIAC, and some CIAA. Coach, we got the tournament getting ready to start. It's actually started at the home site for the SWAC last night. And we have some results, and some of our local schools on the men's side don't look like they've done very much. But unfortunately, that's how our season goes, and I just going to kind of share. We had Jackson State defeat Alcorn for the men's side. Prairie View, who was ranked number one in the conference, defeated Alabama A&M. And then you had Southern, that was number two, defeat Alabama State University. And then you had Texas Southern to defeat Grambling. Coach, give me your thoughts pretty much on what's going on maybe with our teams that's in the state of Alabama. Then besides that, we want you to give a prediction on the men's side who will come out on the top. We just having poor connection all over the place, but we going to hang in. Share your thoughts on that, Coach.
Dr. Smith, the SWAC tournament is coming out exactly like we thought it would. Texas Southern came out a win. Jackson State came out with a big win yesterday. And Prairie View came out with a big win. So we have the Grambling win yesterday, Dr. Smith.
Grambling lost to Texas Southern.
Okay, who is the fourth team? We have Prairie
the fourth
View,
team, Jackson State. Jackson State, Prairie View, Southern, Texas Southern. Southern and Texas Southern, yes.
Okay, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's who had on that red. And I was trying to see. I was watching, you know, one of my mentees play with Texas Southern. And I watched his highlights. And, you know, I was trying to see who that was in that red and gold, man. I thought they were playing the SIAC. Tuskegee or somebody. Who that was. But I'm going to say this. I think that SWAC has to do better with the format. If we're going to have the thing the tournament in Birmingham, let's have it in Birmingham. I didn't like the first round being played at a home site. If we're going to go big time, we got to go big time. So if we're going to have it in Birmingham, let's have all the events in Birmingham. It came out exactly like you thought it would. Your top seed, who you thought was going to be there, won. Friday will be the deal maker. So these kids have a travel day. They'll be traveling. Some traveling tonight, some traveling tomorrow. But they got a travel day to get there Friday. They'll play their semifinal Friday and their final on Saturday. So it's going to be a big one. I'm going to say this, Dr. Smith. I'm going to go on a limb with it. But I'm going to go with my mentee at Texas Southern. I'm going to get Texas Southern with the win, Dr. Smith, on the boys' side. For the girls' side, I'm going with my Bulldogs as an underdog, baby. Bulldogs. Uh-huh. Got a big game. Big game versus Jackson State girls on Friday. We can pull it out. We did it when we played them here. We can do it. We win that game, we win the SWAC, baby. Go Bulldogs.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And that's how it can be set up because you got A&M playing the number one seed. Once you beat them on the women's side now, when the number one seed get knocked out and you're the one that knocked them out and you see that at four, then you have a good opportunity to win that next one because the next game, which will be the championship game between Texas Southern and Southern, they're going to be playing in that semifinal. Whoever wins that will be playing. So the prediction on that side for Coach Edwards is Alabama A&M to win the women's SWAC championship in 2020, the 2020 Cricket Wireless SWAC basketball, men's and basketball championship. On the men's side, Coach, I'm gonna jump on this one. You can add yours to it because I really couldn't get a feel of those women this year. Not saying that I watched some of the games and Jackson State, I believe, was something like 15 or 17 and 1. They was at the top. They won a lot of ball games because the last time we looked at it, they was 15 and 1, and they had already clinched the regular season championship. So Jackson State looked pretty strong, but if A&M can get them, then you're going to see a whole different ball game coming up on Saturday at 1:30 in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Gene Bartow Arena. On the men's side, I really personally think it's going to be a good battle down to the teams out of Texas between Prairie View A&M, who's the number one seed who won the regular season championship, and Texas Southern because they have played toe-to-toe all year. So we look forward to seeing another outstanding result. But I'm going to go with Prairie View. What's your thoughts on that, Coach?
That's a big pick, Dr. Smith. Prairie View has led the SWAC all year. I can't take them from that one. Prairie View it is. They beat us to death yesterday. So
they beat us to death the other day. So it's happened. So we made our prediction. Coach took the women's side, said Alabama A&M, and I agree with him 100%. And I'm taking Prairie View on this side, and he's agreeing. So that's our pick. You can make your pick too. Call in and let us know. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We had some difficulty getting on the air through Blog Talk Radio. We keep losing the signal on Instagram as well as Facebook. But we're going to hang in there. We're going to keep on grinding because that's what it's all about. Hey, Coach, let's move to the MEAC because the MEAC 2020 basketball tournament is playing. Matter of fact, going on right now. It started yesterday. And they'll be playing through the 14 in the Norfolk Scope Arena in Norfolk, Virginia. The teams that are ranked in the top seed in the men's division, you have North Carolina Central and North Carolina A&T is number one and number two. On the women's side, you have Bethune-Cookman ranked number one seed and Norfolk State ranked number two. Now, how it's set up in the MEAC, you have those higher seed teams play against each other to determine who's going to play the first round bye, you have number one and number two for both men and women to have a first round bye. And they're going to be taking on the winner of those teams. Now, these are some results from the other night, which was last night. You had on the women's side, Maryland Eastern Shore beat Coffin State. They was eighth and ninth in the conference. And they will be taking on Bethune-Cookman, which is the number one seed team. We had Howard University taking on number 10 South Carolina State. Howard won that game, which is game two for the women. They'll be taking on Norfolk State. On the men's side, they played all these yesterday. Delaware State was the eighth seed team, beat Maryland Eastern Shore, which is the ninth seed team on the men's side. So Delaware State will be taking on North Carolina Central. South Carolina State lost to Howard University, who was a 10th seed, and they will be taking on North Carolina A&T. So the schedule kind of looked like this coming up on Thursday because apparently there been some, you know, they already able to set it up for Thursday because I was talking about Wednesday in those games. On Thursday, North Carolina A&T on the women's side will be taking on number 5 North Carolina Central. And on the game 10, which is Morgan State, which is number 3 seed, will be taking on Delaware State for the women. So that'll be going on Thursday, March the 12th. And on the men's side, Bethune-Cookman will be taking on Morgan State, which is the 5th seed. Number 3, Norfolk State, will be taking on Coffin State, which is number 6. So all of those winners will meet on Friday. The winner of game 5, which is the women. Number 1 seed against number 8 or 9 in game 1 will be taking on the winner of the game 9, which is between North Carolina A&T and Morgan State. North Carolina Central. So those are games going on in the MEAC. Coach, you want to share your thoughts about those games exactly in the scuttlebutt about those games that are being played in the MEAC?
I'm going to go with I'm going to give you my pick. I'm going with Norfolk Girls just because they're at home.
Okay.
And I'm going on a limb with this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask a question too, Dr. Smith.
Okay.
In the other conference, right?
Hampton and Florida A&M are not participating in it, but Hampton is over in the Big South.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, sir. So why is Florida A&M not participating, Dr. Smith?
They were ruled ineligible this year to compete in any postseason play.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going with Norfolk with the girls and Hampton with Howard Bison with the boys.
Okay, and that will be a major upset with Howard because they are the 10th seed in the boys. So we're gonna put an asterisk by that. I'm going to support them on Norfolk State because Norfolk State is playing in their home complex, more or less, in their city. And then on the boys' side, I really, really want to go with North Carolina A&T. I watched them play earlier. They look real strong, and we want to kind of see. And this is their last time playing in the MEAC. They are moving to the Big South, which Hampton took Winthrop down to the wire, went through one that so they got the automatic bid. So that means that they are successful. They're able to compete as Hampton being in their second year in there because they left last year. So they're going to be playing over there against Winthrop, and they played them and lost to them. It was a close ball game. So that'll be the same thing applied to North Carolina A&T. I understand FAMU is trying to do the same thing. They are trying to move to a Division I conference in football and or move up to a group of five so they can compete and receive those proceeds you're just going to be left with those teams that are, for example, North Carolina Central will be still hanging around, Howard will be still hanging around, and you still have Norfolk State, Bethune-Cookman, basically those teams that a lot of people don't know of, but they still be in the MEAC. So that'll give North Carolina Central sort of like an edge. Now think about it. North Carolina Central had won like a championship 3 years in a row in football before you remember they won it 2 or 3 years in a row. I think their coach ended up leaving to get one of those jobs in the Big South. So that's what's going on in the MEAC. So we look forward to have an awesome tournament that will be concluding on Saturday. They got the men's playing at 1 o'clock and the women's playing at 3:30 for the championship game. We want to kind of wrap up looking at the SIAC. We want to applaud Coach Miles College for, again, repeating as the boys' SIAC basketball champs, men's, if you want to say. Repeating. Also, we want to give a shout out in football for Miles College, repeating as the football SIAC champion. Something is going on positive up there. The Miles women was also competing, but the winner of the women for the SIAC this year was Benedict College. And they led, they had only had one loss, and they led all season in the conference, so they end up winning the championship. Give me some thoughts on Miles being so dominant. Because when you win it back-to-back, you got to say something about them in basketball, even in football. Their women is competing at a high level. What's your thoughts on that, Coach?
That's big time. Anytime you're able to go back-to-back in anything, Dr. Smith, that's amazing. The hardest part is yet to come, the three-peat. It's hard to win three of them. It's real hard to win three. But for you to go back-to-back in anything is amazing. They're doing some big things at Miles. That's all I got. Real big things. Basketball team was elite and football team was elite. So Miles might be the place to be, Dr. Smith. Big time things going on in college.
And let me share something, because this was a scuttlebug when I was up in Birmingham. And the scuttlebug is that they are after the coach at Miles to come to Alabama State. They want him because the chairman of the board, who's up in Birmingham, as a principal up there in the school system, really want, and a lot of the alumni like what he's doing. So it's a good chance they may have an ASU. ASU going to have a new coach. Let me just kind of share that. That's just what I heard. And now I know individuals from ASU listen to it. That's just what I heard. I heard they're going to have a new coach in basketball. They will have new coaches in basketball. And that the thought that the young man from Miles is having success, and there they push for to have him to be the coach at Alabama State because of the success he had had. What do you think about that coach? Do you think that is that type of coach that would help that program excel to another level? Just what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, sir. Being that the Miles coach is having success on a lower level, I'm going to say the SIAC is a lower level, that is a real good move. I'm going to say that. That's a good move for Alabama State to be pursuing him. If they get him, it'll be a big plus for the school. If he wants to leave, now, you know, a lot of people saying, you know, Alabama State is trying to get him. Who says this man don't want to stay at Miles? But your main focus is to go up higher. And I think this man will have no problem with accepting the job at Alabama State. That's a big move, Dr. Smith. Big move.
And I hear that, you know, numbers have been thrown around. All of this is, you know, the street committee. No one can get out. I'm just hearing from the street committee. And I heard that discussion up in Birmingham is somewhat around about $200,000 his salary would be, where he's not making that at Miles College. And like you said, Coach, we all we want to excel and see can we perform at the next level. You know, whether he bring his A game when he come up there and he's not successful, at least you got to try. You can't just stay down there, because what more can you accomplish in Miles? What more in the SIAC can you accomplish? Because out of the last 4 years or 5 years, his team either won the championship or been somewhere close to the championship. So what more can you accomplish? So I think it's a great opportunity. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't have no information. I'm just going through the talk to Scuttlebutt of the street committee. There's a possibility that they're pushing hard to get him to be the basketball coach. Alabama State has a basketball coach at this time. No one's saying anything about that person is not going to be there. I'm just saying the talk is, because of the success of Miles, Coach, they're being pushed and pushed, and there are some people maneuvering some things and want him to be the coach. So we'll see how that turned out. So we'll see how the SIAC. Now let's go to the CIAA, Coach, and they played their tournament on the last weekend in February. And we mentioned that winners. You had Winston-Salem defeating Fayetteville State on the men's side to be crowned the 2020 CIAA men's champion. We also had Fayetteville State ladies defeating Bowie State to win the CIAA women's basketball championship. And that's how those results went about in 2020 in the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Let's move to the talk on the Lakers. Coach, I want you to kind of – and I know the Lakers is your team, Coach, so I want you to want to kind of talk about this past weekend, how impactful that was with LeBron and with the Lakers and the way they played, the level of play they had. Share your thoughts on that, Coach.
Very impactful. I just don't understand why they think the Lakers should take a backseat to these teams. I'm looking at their roster on paper, and I'm looking at them on court. Lakers have one of the best teams in the NBA, hands down. For them to say they shouldn't even be on the same court as the Clippers is irrelevant, man. LeBron still is a mega weapon to me. When he wants to be, he can run you over, get to the rim, and now he's developing a jump shot, and he's knocking down that three. The only thing that I don't like about the Lakers right now is he ball beats a lot. So he gets ball and dribbles a lot. But the offense goes through him, and he directs everything. Another thing, Anthony Davis is catching the ball too high in the post. That's a coach's pet peeve. You see how you heard I say that, Dr. Smith?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Too high,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the post.
Too high.
He needs to get further down by the block so he can work. We tied up, tied him, shoot all them jumpers. Just get the ball, throw your little run across the lane hoop, and we good. Lakers played great them three games, that three-game script this weekend. They played the 76ers, won, they, even though everybody hurt.
Oh, Tremaine, call drop, call back in right quick, Coach. Call back in. As he said, that the Lakers played the 76ers in the early part of the in the middle part of the week. They came back, and they had the big weekend with Milwaukee, and they beat Milwaukee, Giannis, who's battling for the first for the MVP, the repeat of the MVP. Then they came back on Sunday as well, public-sized game between the Clippers, which they played in the same complex. They just flipped the floor. It was the Clippers' home game. The Clippers had won two games, and everybody seemed to think, a lot of talking head and pundits, that LeBron was being tended with Kawhi. And when I said, it's quite debatable. It's quite crazy when you say that LeBron is definitely not out trying to just attack one person. He's studying the game so he can put his other players or his teammates in a position to be successful. The Lakers last year didn't make it for 6 years. They make the playoffs 6 years, not last year, but 6 years. That's including last year. But this year they clinched the playoff and they still have about 20 more games to go. So LeBron gonna keep the pedal on, I believe, because he knows no other way. Everybody was kind of criticizing him, and as soon as Coach can call back in, about him not, you know, letting up or taking what they call these days to relax, low management day. LeBron always said, "I'm gonna play the game because that's what I'm here for." That is his job. His job is to play the game. So we want to applaud him for taking that attitude that I'm going to play the game because that's what I'm getting paid for. And that's something we need to consider. A lot of people that's talking here and partner talking about, well, he needs to take some time out. He's 35 years old. You know, if it was 35 years old and any other athlete, I won't even say in comparison to his makeup, his body, and much money he spent into his body, that I'm not saying that Michael Jordan didn't do that, and I'm not saying Kobe not. But LeBron, you can look at this man standing 6'8", 6'9", 250 pounds, cut. He put $1 million each year in his body, meaning that he makes sure he got the best individuals, making sure he stay healthy. So 35 is different like it was 10 years ago. A player at 35 could have been old and out of the game. But LeBron's setting something different now. He's setting a whole different ball game. So I don't think he needs to let. He had done something about doing a makeover of his game. LeBron was more of a touch player that's played the wing, received the ball, and then took a shot or drive to the basket. LeBron now handled the ball. Coach Edwards just stated about him kind of beating the ball a little bit too much. I don't think it hurt him when he's on the floor with the team, the starting five, but when he get out there with the other five or either the other group that come off the bench, they don't have anybody that can have that savant that he has to look the floor with. So they fall kind of short. They always fall behind because I think they're number two as a starting group in scoring in the NBA, but they're 29th coming off the bench. So they got to improve that. They got to make sure they get some people out there that's going to be aggressive. Rondo have to make sure that the point guard, but I think the addition of Waiters will be important. They signed Waiters the other day to kind of help out a little bit of the point guard duty as well as some of the three-point shooting. So the Lakers kind of loading up. They Marquise Morris, he also was added to the team in the roster. His brother was added to the Clippers. They're twin brothers. So they out there together in L.A. So we're going to see something happening. Now, about the MVP, I think LeBron had close to gap on that. And I'm hoping Coach Everett will call in and share his points about it because the Lakers are his team. He loved the Lakers. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I like the Lakers as well. But I wanted him to share his thoughts on the MVP. And as soon as he get a chance to call back in, he will do that. And basically, LeBron was behind Giannis. But at this point, LeBron has surged up close to being able to win this thing with the rest of the games because Giannis is hurt right now, and he's going to try to get back on the floor. But some people say he needs to continue to get some rest and let that knee heal because he had a hyperextension in his knee. And a person as tall as he is and slim as he is, hyperextension can mean a lot to a player. So right now the race is between LeBron and Giannis for the MVP for 2020. So we'll look forward to seeing what exactly is going to happen in the future. So it's going to be exciting basketball on a professional level. Now, the concern that came out today, and most of you have been watching the news, is that the NCAA has decided to play their tournament without fans. If you want to watch any of those games, you're going to have to watch them on television because the fans will not be able to go to the stadium because of the coronavirus. And if it gets in the air, as long as it's under 250 people, but as they said, they're not taking any change. The NBA met today. The governors met, and the NBA governors met to make a decision. There's a good possibility that some of the games dealing with the NBA will be played without fans. LeBron made a statement. I kind of mentioned that a little bit. I was saying by people giving him a hard time because he said that he was asked, would he play? And it irritates me. I know he said LeBron ought to know some things because he's been doing this a while. But when reporters sit up and try to get the upper hand on a player by asking him after a game what he thought about playing without no fans, that's trash, man. And I'm telling him, that's not the way to do it. You coming off a win, big win after beating the Clippers, and you're going to ask me instead about the Clippers, you ask me about not playing in the game. And one of the situations is that you got the coronavirus. And at that time, LeBron just stated that, and I'm supporting him on it. I play for the fans and my family. I go out there. It's just not fun. You might have a pickup game if you had to play without the fans, and that's something you're going to see in the NCAA tournament. It is energy when you have people in the building pushing you, screaming and hollering and shouting and just excited when you do things. That causes you to take your energy level up to another level. So one of the things I'm concerned about the coronavirus because if it takes hold, it can destroy a nation. And that's one of the things we have to do. But we have to learn from what's going on in China, in Italy. How are they beginning to handle it? They postponed their professional China league, basketball league, and moved it back for 2 or 3 months. What are we going to do? Are we willing to move back 2 or 3 months to deal with this crisis? It's a health crisis, and we've got to be able to deal with it, and we can't put people in situations. I'm really concerned if I'm simply going to any place, and you got people, a lot of people that you don't know who had. It gets in the air, it can be there. But it's one thing we have to keep in mind. Keep your body nourished. Keep your body, you know, keep yourself healthy. You know, because normally any virus attack the weak. And what you have to do is make sure you keep your fluids in your body, get plenty of rest, and just take care of yourself so you can deal with whatever come about. That's what's going on with the NBA. And we want to kind of focus a little bit on it tonight so we share some thoughts about that. Now, looking at the NCAA tournament, which has already been said they're going to play some games without fans, we want to look at some of the seeding. The seeding is coming about. Right now, Kansas look like they will be a number one seed. And you got Baylor is a good chance of being a number one seed. But a lot of these games, keep in mind, you're going to watch them on TV. So don't pack your bags. Think you're going to see wherever the host site is for the East bracket, the West bracket, South bracket, or North bracket, or whatever it is, because a lot of these games will be played without fans. It's going to be a difference. This is something we're not quite ready for, but we will make the adjustment. We keep God is in control. We have to keep that in mind. So you keep that in mind when you're talking about watching these games and you look at it and nobody's out watching a game night of a tournament. One tournament already been canceled, and they already know the regular season champion, which is the Ivy League, said they wasn't going to play a tournament. So their team is already have a seat in the big dance. And there's several others going to get to that. But they are playing, as we mentioned, the SWAC trying to complete that one, the MEAC trying to complete and get their champion for the women and the men so they can have their seat at the big dance. And that's what's coming up. Now, the next thing we want to focus on, and I was hoping I can get my call back in by Coach Edwards so he can share his thoughts on, we're going to look at the high school storylines. And we're going to look at starting with the Florida high school basketball playoff. And for a lot of those individuals who always, they make sure to give me a call every now and then and say, tell us about the Florida High School Association basketball. And we want to share some of those teams and some of those state champions. They played last weekend down in Lakeland, Florida, from class 1A through 7A, both boys and girls. Now the boys played this past weekend, but in February, because they do their tournaments a little different than what we do in the state of Alabama or Georgia. The boys played the 6th and the 7th of March. The girls played back on the 25th or the 26th, somewhere around that in February. So they crowned their champions a little early so they can move to what they call flag football. They play flag football as a competitive thing down there in their schools, especially in their middle schools. They do a lot of in their high school as well. They have regular football, which is tackle football, but a lot of times middle school, they don't have football involved with equipment besides a flag. So they have flag football champions. They have city champion, district champion, region champion, and they have that going on down in the state of Florida. But looking at the basketball, we're going to start with the boys from 1A all the way through 7A. We have in the boys 1A champion, we have Hawthorne won the 1A championship. In the 2A, you have Orlando Prep won the 2A boys championship. In the 3A, you have St. Andrews. They defeated Andrew Jackson to win the 3A state championship. 4A, we have Strahan defeated Paxson to win the 4A boys championship. 5A, Rickards defeated Pembroke Pines Charter to win the 5A championship. In the 6A, you have Bartow defeated Dillard. Dillard's out of Fort Lauderdale down there in Miami. You have, for the 6A championship, Bartow won. In the 7A, Miramar won the 7A championship. And the boys, they defeated Seminole. So those are your champions for class 1A through 7A in the state of Florida for boys. For girls, they played again back in February. For the 1A, you have Port St. Joe's won the 1A girls championship. You have Florida Prep won the 2A girls championship. 3A championship, Carol Wood defeated Masters Academy. 4A, Lake Highland Prep won the 4A championship. 5A, American Heritage down in Fort Lauderdale won that championship for 5A girls. And 6A, proud to know because some of these young ladies that make up this team, or the girls that make up the team, when I was down there were on a travel ball team, and I saw those young girls play. And they blossom now. They are either juniors or seniors, Blanche Ely High School in Pompano Beach. They won the 6A state championship. I'm going to say hoorah to those young ladies that's down there in Pompano Beach at Blanche Ely High School won the 6A state championship. And the 7A girls championship is Miami High School beat Plant High School to win the 7A state championship. Those are the champions in the Florida High School Athletic Association. Now we want to look at the Georgia High School Athletic Association state basketball finals. They started on March the 4th, which was last week. On Wednesday, you had, and they had to set up, you have private school as well as Class 1A private school, and you have the Class 1A public school. We're going to start out with the Class 1A private school girls. Holy Innocent won the 1A private school girl state championship. 1A private school boys, you have St. Francis won that 1A. 1A public school girls, Wheeler County won the state championship. 1A public school boys, you have Hancock Central won that state championship. 2A girls, Douglas out of Atlanta won the 2A state championship. Girls, 2A boys, you have Swainburg won the 2A boys state championship in the state of Georgia. In the 3A girls, you have GACS won the 3A girls state championship. 3A boys state championship, you have Pace Academy won that championship. On the 6th, which was that Friday, you had the 4A championship going on, as well as the 5A. You had 4A girls, America Sumter won a 4A girls state championship. 4A boys, Woodward won the 4A boys championship. And in the AA, which is the 3S special school, I will just say 3ASP, won't do that. Houston County beat Henry County in overtime, so they was able to win that championship. You have girls, three-point finalist was Emily Kemper, and Harrison won the 3-point girls shooting finalist, and they do that in the tournament. 5A girls, Buford won the championship. 5A boys, Dutch Town won the 5A championship for the state of Georgia for boys. We moved to Saturday, which was the 7th. The 6A girls, Forest Park, right about Atlanta, won the 6A girls state championship. 6A boys, Chattahoochee beat Lanier to win the 6A boys championship. Then you had a boys slam dunk final. You had Jaquaz Kirby from Jeff Davis won the slam dunk contest out of the state of Georgia. And last, we have the 7A girls. Westlake won the state championship. I can remember in the tournament, Westlake would come down and play over in the Dwight Madison tournament in Montgomery at Carver High School. So Westlake won the 7A girls. And then the 7A boys was Wheeler High School beat Grayson to win the 7A boys championship. So we have covered each and every one of those champions. It's about time for us to take a break. I would call to pay some bills, and we want to make sure we do that. So we're going to put our advertisement on so you can take an opportunity to purchase a ticket if you're in the area.
The ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter, Montgomery, Alabama, celebrates 100 years Final Womanhood Centennial Gala, Saturday, March the 21st, 2020, at the Embassy Suite, 300 Tallapoosa Street, Montgomery, Alabama. The doors open at 6:45. The attire is all white formal. The cost for admission is $50. If you want to get yourself a ticket, go to finalwomanhoodbook1920@gmail.com.
That's awesome. So if you want to be a part of that, that's next Saturday at starts at 6:45, which the doors open up at 7 o'clock. That Centennial Gala, sponsored by the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter of Montgomery, Alabama. So take part in that. Just go to Final Womanhood Book, that's B-O-O-K, 1920@gmail.com. So purchase a ticket, have a ball, They're going to have all of the amenities there. They're going to have the music. They're going to have the food. They're going to have the, you know, the drinks available. So have a ball. Check it out. Have an awesome time with the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. All right, as we get ready to close this show, I want to make sure you take an opportunity to purchase a fundraiser for a scholarship, part of a scholarship that we have going on. We have two of my books, the most recent book that I published in late December, 1st of January of 2020. This is Don't Be Scared to Love. Don't Be Scared to Love. Purchase your book. The cost of the book is $20, and it's age-friendly, and it's available for you. All you have to do is go to my Gmail account, and I give that to you after I finish with talking about my second book. The second book that I have available that was published in 2017 entitled Education, What Happened to the Passion, it costs $15. $10 of the proceeds from Don't Be Scared to Love go toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship, as well as $5 from the $15 cost for the education book goes toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship, and is set aside for any graduating senior who's going to a community college or technical college, working on a license or a certificate, as well as an associate degree in cosmetology. Purchase a book. But if you want to purchase a book, go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Email me, let me know what your interest is, and purchase a book. Get both of them. They're great reading. I had great reviews from individuals sharing it from me, the people that bought a book already, and they want to, you know, they say it's a great read. So check it out, and I'm going to go with it. But I know because I share some important things in there. If time allows you to understand where you are. So don't be scared to love, as well as education, what happened to the passion. So we want you to get the book. Again, go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, if you're one of my friends, I will have it posted, and I'll continue to run it. If not, just use that Gmail account. Now, there are two options to pay and purchase the book, because the shipping is free. No matter where you are, I'll ship it out, and you can get it within 2 days. The first option is Cash App, and that's $Lorenza, that's LORENZA, D as in David, Smith, and paypal.me/Dr. Lorenza. Purchase a book. I need you to make it happen, because I got a few copies left, and we need to get them sold so we can make sure our scholarship is growing like it should be and will be available for a graduating senior. We're pushing to do it this year, but we also want to look at the possibility of doing it in 2021. So that senior will be able to work toward, and that application will be available. You can go online starting in April after a committee look at it to make sure it's in place and available with everything that's needed. And if you know someone that wants, it doesn't matter what school they're in. They don't have to be in Alabama. They don't have to be in Georgia. They don't have to be in Florida. They can be anywhere that show, because we will forward the money there, which is by needs based. So check it out. This Don't Be Scared to Love, $20. Education, What Happened to the Passion. Get your book, because it has some fruitful information. We also, about the time, wrap the show up, because my Instagram already shut down because it has gotten its 1 hour out of me. That's 8:57, it does it, and I'm beginning to share those people who was on Instagram that took time to be with us on the show. Also, I want you to be aware, on next week we'll have our Wednesday show. We're working toward the Wednesday show and possibility the Thursday show, which is Wednesday is Talking Sports Plus. We're going to be talking some more sports. We're going to talk about the coronavirus, how it's going to affect not only the NCAA, but the NBA, the NHL, and even baseball. So that's going to be going on. We already know the NCAA has chosen to some of the tournament games. There will be no fans, but they'll just play the game. and the NBA is working on the same thing, trying to get some kind of continuous plan in place so they can deal with the coronavirus. Now, I want to give a shout-out to those individuals who was joining us on and I'm kind of looking at some of those individuals on Instagram. We had Carol Davis. She also was joining us on Facebook. Thank you, Carol, so much. Being so supportive. We had A. Jordan Mom. She was joining us as well. We had underscore Miss underscore Renee. She was joining us on both shows. Thank you so much. We had Miss, and I'm going to make sure I get it right, Miss T-Jack, 73. Tasima Jackson, thank you so much, Tasima, for joining us as well. That was on Instagram and on Facebook. I want to make sure I give everybody a shout-out. Before, on Blog Talk Radio, I want to give a shout-out for one or two numbers I have recognized. We had earlier, we had Jennifer Edwards was joining us. I appreciate that. She's my biological sister. Thank you so much, one of my siblings. Also, Dr. O. Dr. Olivia E. Smith, another one of my siblings, she's joining us on Blog Talk Radio. And on Facebook, I want to give a shout-out to all those individuals joining us. Again, Tasima Jackson, she's joining us both on Instagram as well as on Facebook. Thank you, Tasima, so much. Tremaine Edwards, our co-host, he was on, even talking with you live in Essence through remote. He was live sharing his thoughts on some of the topics, but he kind of lost the connection, but he's still on Facebook. We had Cameron Gilmer, another one of the co-hosts that join us every now and then. Thank you, Cameron. He's one of our millennials that come and share some awesome expertise about what's going on in our world on each one of our shows. I'm going to say Aaliyah, and I may not be saying it right, Williams, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Carol Davis, she's joining us. Renee Johnson Higginpath, thank you for joining us. Brenda Franklin Avery, thank you, Brenda, so much for joining. Shanita Arrington Mitchell, thank you, Shanita, for joining us so much. And you're often on here, but y'all need to make sure, each and every one, I'm calling you out, I need for you to get this book. Just go to my Gmail account, which is LorendaDSmith15@gmail.com. Don't Be Scared to Love is $20. Not forget, education, what happened to the passion is 15. And you know, a portion of that money goes toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund. And we also have Faye Treadwell Smith. She's joining us as well. Thank you so much, Faye Treadwell Smith, for joining us. It's been awesome tonight. We're going to wrap it up, and we're going to enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend as well. And we're going to come back on next Wednesday and have a show, and a Thursday night show, which is the Love Cafe. And that show is on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And we're going to have an awesome time. But we want you to have a truly, truly blessed weekend. We're always so thankful. Now, we are heard in 16 countries. I mean, we have listeners in 16 countries, including the United States. And we're so proud to have that opportunity through Blog Talk Radio. God is good. It was a vision he gave me back in 2016, really, but 17, it came to fruition. And I was able to really, really move forth. And now we are broadcast on Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, television, Twitter, a Periscope. We get the word out. That's what it is all about. He said, get the word out through this. Get it about sports. Get it about life issues. And that's exactly what we did. Thank you so much. And all of those co-hosts and the ones that are team members that wasn't able to make it, we thank you so much for joining us. There are several things that are going on with various organizations, and I will make sure next week we get it out so you'll be a part of it. Have an awesome night. You know, my hashtag is keep on grinding. And the last hashtag that I definitely live by, and that is communicate for understanding. I think that is so important. And on each of my shows, like last night, we had an awesome show. Let me go to that show, and we'll be off here. Last night, we had the Dr. Lowe Show, which is a real relationship show with no filters. And I tell you, we had an awesome time last night. We had special guests on there. We had Mr. and Mrs., but I'm going to say it, Minister and First Lady. Antonio Bailey was our guest last night. Go back and check it out on Facebook. Go back and check it out on Blog Talk Radio. We had an awesome show last night. We was talking about relationships, you know, are not easy, but they are worth it. We talked about that, and they brought their spiritual point of view. They brought their personal, and they are coming up on their 10-year anniversary. They've been married 10 years, so we're going to say in advance that I understand next week or in the next week or so, we're going to say happy anniversary to our special guest from last night's show. That's Minister and First Lady, and I'm going to call her First Lady because I know we can get to church, but he's a minister, and she's his First Lady, Antonio Bailey. Thank you so much, and they'll be invited to come back again. So it's been awesome. Just had Marvin Lala Smith to join us. Thank you, Marvin, for joining us as well. It's so good to have you on as well. As I always say, as I close my shows out, you know, God has blessed me to be able to be in a position to share this with everybody. But God is so good, and he offers us a great opportunity to be successful, but we have to believe in him and trust in him. And one of the things you will never understand when you're dealing with life is in regards to things that happen to me, that's my blessing. Things that happen to you, it's your blessing. So I want to play this song. It's entitled Walk in My Shoes. You don't understand my walk until you walk in my shoes. I will never understand your walk. And that's what it's all about. I'm walking in the shoes that God has set forth for me to do this through Blog Talk Radio, to do this through Twitter, do it through Periscope, do it through Instagram, Facebook. The Smith Way Production is making things happen. We want you to continue to support the two books I have here because it is going for a good cause, the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund. Make sure I hear from you because everybody I've seen on there, I'm gonna send you a message. I need to get you $15. The two options to pay for the book, when you let me know through Gmail, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, that you want a book. I want both of the books for $35. $15 go toward the scholarship fund. I'm asking you to be able to pay through two options, and one of them is through Cash App, which is dollar Lorenzo D. Smith, or with paypal.me/Dr. Lorenzo. So we're gonna have an awesome night. John, thank you for joining us as well. John Blackman for joining us as well. And we're getting ready to close it out. And like I said, about walking in my shoes. This is something we have to
lost my wife, my car, my home. I almost lost my mind, yeah. Oh, Lord. My will was just, it got arrested. It's hard to keep me from crying. Oh, yeah.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes, you would see what I've been going through. Yeah. I never really meant to hurt you.
Oh, no. Lost my way, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well,
I heard the very one that believed in me. Oh,
oh, oh, Lord.
I lost my whole damn family. And you don't know what it feels like to walk in my shoes.
If you ever walked a mile in my shoes.
Hey! Hey!
What I've been going through,
yeah. Oh, it's too bad. going through some things in my life. Yeah. Try to walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Never meant to hurt you, girl. Never meant to hurt you, no. But I've been going through some pain. Yeah. Yeah.
I never really meant to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way, but no, I like it better.